According to the most recent Gallup poll, just 14% of voters approve of how Congress is handling its job. But that hasn't stopped 14 new candidates from throwing in the bone in Salt Lake County. The first ever election for K-9 mayor of Salt Lake County is underway, with K-9-idates running to raise money for the Salt Lake County Animal Services Injured Animals Fund, says Sandy Nelson from Animal Services.
It's a fundraiser, and votes are $1, and the K-9-idate who raises the most votes, meaning they raise the most amount of money, they will win K-9 mayor of Salt Lake County, and they will serve a 2-year term alongside Mayor Ben McAdams.
Nelson says the mayor's first priority will be to promote good canine citizenship and responsible pet ownership. All K-9-idates are spayed or neutered and are up to date on vaccinations and are licensed. Voting started on October 1st and will continue through Tuesday the 21st. So far, the 14 K-9-idates have raised $4,000 for shelter animals in need. While some of the dogs prefer to rely on neighborhood support, others have launched social media campaigns and have even printed political signs for the elections.
Some of our dogs are very social media savvy. Some of them have their own Facebook pages. Some have their own websites. But then we have, you know, the good old regular dog that you would see just, you know, walking down your neighborhood with their guardian. So we have everything from the kind of dog that I would have to our local celebrity dogs.
Currently, a pup named Tex is in the lead for the K-9 mayor race. He is one of the dogs with a large online presence. His website says he's dedicated to finding a home for every dog and also claims he's the best face licker anywhere. Inauguration for K-9 mayor is scheduled for October 28th. If you're interested in sinking your teeth into the election, visit upr.org for information on where to cast your vote. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.